UPMC Medical Mondays, a look at health issues that affect our community and you every day. Brought to you by UPMC.
7:39, I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us this morning.
And today's topic, neurological surgery, something John and I talk about all the time. Brain surgery. The director for the Center for Image-Guided Neurosurgery at UPMC is Dr. Dade Lunsford. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
So, Dr. Lunsford, do you chuckle when people say, well, it's not brain surgery?
Well, it is brain surgery. It's just of a different type because we don't have to make big incisions to be able to deliver the benefit.
Yeah, I witnessed a brain surgery one time in the OR and was fascinated by the effort. It involved an incision and literally picking the way through the brain down through the folds to get to the tumor. But I get the idea that this gamma knife surgery, you don't do it that way anymore.
No, I mean, to be able to destroy or inactivate problems in the brain, we usually have to apply some form of energy. So to reach them, we have to make a window into the head. And then we use all kinds of different energy. We use heat. We use ultrasound. We use lasers and things. But the gamma knife is a tool that allows us to bypass the need for opening the head because we can fine-tune little X-ray beams that are cross-fired on the target.
And this technology has been around for a long time, since 1987, so perhaps our listeners have heard the terminology of a gamma knife, not know exactly what it is, but it has changed quite a bit since.
Yes, actually the first device was a prototype built in Sweden in 1967, and it took a while for this to sort of cross the pond and reach the United States. We put in the first unit, which was actually the fifth one ever built here at UPMC in 1987, and since that time we've treated more than 13,800 patients, and we've updated the technology five times over these 28 years.
Is this type of surgery a more effective type of surgery, and what does it do as far as the recovery period?
Well, the balance of any surgery is looking at not only the potential benefit, but whether the downsides, downstream risks. The advantage of the gamma knife is that we can inactivate or destroy a problem within the brain. As an outpatient, we do this in a single day, wheels in to wheels out, sort of analogous to a surgical procedure. But the difference is that patients can go back to their regular life that afternoon or by the next day and continue on as if they had not gone through any significant procedure.
Oh, that is remarkable.
Are you kidding me? I mean, what did you do this morning? Oh, I had brain surgery.
Yeah, that's correct. We have patients who go back to work the next day. We've had people who've gone back to playing golf in the afternoon on the same day. So the whole focus of this was to change how we do certain types of surgery using non-invasive approaches. This is a combination effort where we blend the talents of neurosurgeons, radiation oncologists and physicists who are using energy, focusing it into a target in the brain and accomplishing the goal without the other risks that we see with more big-time traditional surgery.
I would imagine one of the biggest risks, since this is less invasive, their concern is always infection above and beyond the actual surgery itself.
Well, any operation that we do in a traditional way for neurosurgery, whether it's brain or spine, has risks such as infection or bleeding or things like that. We don't see that with a gamma knife. Of course, the benefit of this is more slow to develop. So we don't see the long-term effects except by following the patient for months and years after the procedure. For brain tumors, for example, the goal is going to be to stop it growing any further, even though over time many tumors respond by slowly shrinking down.
Just out of curiosity, is the patient awake while you're doing this?
Yes. Very rarely do we ever have to have a patient go to sleep. Only, for example, younger children where we would be concerned about the apprehension or things like that affecting a child. But adults all done with mild medication on board for sort of relaxation. We use a sort of guiding technology. We do MRI usually to be able to pinpoint the target, but the actual treatment, the patient doesn't feel anything.
Well, Doc, to John's opening comment, do you ever go somewhere and they meet you and say, hey, what do you do, Doc? I'm a brain surgeon. Yeah, right.
No, that's right. I had to tell them that I do that because I can't play golf.
And you did stay at a Holiday Inn Express.
It's mind-boggling work.
It's fascinating, and I always am inspired and appreciate what's happening here in Pittsburgh at UPMC. The director for the Center for Image-Guided Neurosurgery at UPMC, Dr. Dade Lunsford. Pleasure to talk to you, Doc. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, guys.